Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jones and Keefe coming up in half an hour at 10. Lots to talk about with those guys. Obviously, Bill Belichick headed to college football, and the Red Sox pull off a stunner of a trade. Curtis, the brilliance when it comes to Craig Breslow and that organization over there, right in your face this Christmas season.
Breslow is at a new high.
Uh-huh. So those guys coming up at 10. Of course, Monday we will be at Gillette Stadium, and it is a Patriots Monday, so Boomer Esiason and Gerard Mayo on this show on Monday. This is Dave from Connecticut. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
You too.
Just a thank you. I appreciate it. Just a quick thing on Bill Belichick. I went to UConn. I played soccer there. It was a main sport when I was there. UConn tried to be a football program. It never will be. It's a basketball school now. It's been for a long time. North Carolina is a basketball school. It's a moot point to say if Bill Belichick wins a national championship, it's better than a it doesn't matter. He doesn't even care. He's there for 2 years. He's setting up his son. It's his end game. He's got 3 years. He's not doing 5 years. It's his end game.
Oh, so you think he's only going to go there for 2 years, even though the deal is for five, and he's what, Wiggy?
Yeah. Can I ask Dave a question?
Yeah.
Just real simple.
Yeah, sure. You look like you can't wait.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, when I bring up the University of Indiana or Indiana University, first thing that pops into your mind, it is a
basketball
school.
Hoosiers.
Used to be, yeah.
Hoosiers, right? Guess where they are this year? They are playing in the college football playoffs, so they have a legitimate chance of.
Do you think they'll win it, Wiggy? Do you think they'll actually have a chance of winning it?
Listen, if you're in it, you got a chance. That's what I know.
Right, well, that's not the question.
You know what's really ironic? You know what's ironic about this whole thing is that UConn is playing North Carolina at Fenway Park. Neither one of those teams will ever be a football program.
Okay.
They won't.
Well, the Hoosiers look like a pretty good football program.
I would just like to say, when I was at UConn for my brief 2-year stint, we did go to the Fiesta Bowl and get blown out by Sam Bradford.
Right. So. Oklahoma.
Did you get free chips and salsa while you were there?
No, I didn't get to go to the Fiesta Bowl because it's in like Arizona.
Did you drive there and walk, or did you say you walked?
Baseball Brett is on the phone this morning. Heard him on the Ken and Curtis show on Saturday. Hi, Baseball Brett.
Good morning. How are we?
How are we feeling about the Red Sox this morning?
Well, step one has been accomplished. So you get yourself an ace. So that was kind of step one. Now Curtis is 100% right, as always. They haven't spent any money. So I think that comes with a hitter, and I think they're going to trade for another pitcher. So I think I told you going into the offseason, Greg and company, I told you that they needed two starting pitchers. They needed an ace, and they needed another pitcher. They needed a right-handed bat. So I think that's what you're going to get, but I think the hardest part was accomplished yesterday.
What are the odds that Costas is on the roster opening day?
Looks like slim.
I love it.
Yeah, looks like slim. I think
you want him out of here.
Well, he's going to be dealt for a really talented pitcher with the Mariners potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually, so we talked about it on Saturday, Curtis, right? So I think that you could trade Tristan Cassis, get yourself another top line pitcher, and then you can supplement that with a right-handed bat at first base, right? So you can kind of balance out the lineup. That's the right-handed hitter that you need. You would pay for the bat, but the swap in from Cassis to that pitcher is not going to be a lot of salary, if that makes sense. Yeah. So I think, you know, whether that's trading for Nolan Arenado, whether that's Christian Walker, the kid out of Arizona, whether that's Pete Alonso, there's a lot of right-handed bats that could fit into first base. So I think it looks like Tristan Cassis is going to be a big trade chip.
So you don't think that they're one and done? Like you don't think they're going to fool themselves that they made this trade and the faith has been reinvested? You think they're going to keep dealing?
No, I don't think this ownership likes to overpay on pitching. I think pitching, and I've talked about this for years with you guys, is that when you hit 29, 30, that's not the right time to invest in pitching, right? There's so many issues that go on. There's so many contracts that are just bad. Not to say that I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying that ownership doesn't like it. I think they like young, quality-controlled pitching, economic pitching, and I think they want to supplement the roster with bats. And I think you can get away with a Bregman or, you know, someone that's a little bit older. I think that's what they're going to pay for. So I still think they're going to get whether they trade for a pitcher, whether they add another pitcher, they're going to add at least one more starter, and they're going to acquire a right-handed bat. I'm certain of it, and bullpen. So I think that would be the next few dominoes to fall. I don't think they're done. If they're done, they're just stupid because they have a legit window. No one really talks about this. With Juan Soto leaving the Yankees, they have and Corbin Burns leaving Baltimore Orioles if he doesn't resign, the AL East is wide open.
So
like wide open.
So
who would you put in a power position in the AL East right now?
Yeah, I would say that you're right. It is wide open because Toronto, who the hell knows what they're going to do? It looks like they're trying to move on from Vlad Guerrero. So yep. Would you be in on Corbin Burns then? 30-year-old pitcher that's going to be looking for a nice payday?
Me, yes. But I think what the Red Sox are going to try to do, yes. I think I personally would, because I think you'd get 4 to 5 years out of him, okay, right? And then you'd have to eat the remaining years. I think what the Red Sox are going to try to do would be to trade Cassis for a controllable pitcher, whether that's a kid out of Pittsburgh, whether that's a kid out of Seattle, if Seattle ever wants to move their pitching. I think they're going to do that, and I think they're going to bring in a first baseman or a right-handed bat. That's the direction I think the Red Sox are going to go in, Wiggy, mm-hmm. Whether I want to do it or not. I think that's – and I don't mind that approach, right? Like, pitching is so temperamental. Those contracts are so temperamental that I like the approach. As long as you can lock up Garrett Crochet and as long as you have 4 or 5 years left of the pitcher that you get, that's a really, really good direction to go in. That makes the Red Sox a really, really strong program moving forward. I think it's a sustainable winner. That's what you want, right? You want winning.
Thank you, baseball, Brett.
Yep.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great day. Bye, okay. Greg.
All right.
There you go.
You have it.
Well, okay. Diehard right there. So he likes the moves. He'd be in on Corbin Burns. It'd be nice if they could do it. But he is in line when you think about the AL East, right, being wide open, you know, especially if Burns does move.
Our old friend Nink is cheating on us this morning.
Oh.
He went on Get Up.
Yeah.
And he had a mic drop moment about Bill Belichick, if you want to hear the now viral clip.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Yes, let's hear it.
You see it now. Just check the portal right now. Look at all the players that are in it right now. I'm telling you, it's a different animal. He's just going to have to be ready for that.
Go ahead, Ninko.
He does have experience recruiting young talent. Just saying. But I won't get into that one.
Hey. No. Greeny's like, let's get back to football, please.
Is this going to affect their relationship? He's had a lot of time on his hands.
Right.
In his current role.
Yeah.
Or roles.
Right.
I mean, is she going to move with him? Or
I would think so. I mean,
but he's going to be back to Bill. He's going to be back to no days off, Bill.
Right.
He's going to be back to working, you know, 17, 18 hours a day, Bill.
Right.
I guess he can bring her when he has to go meet with the boosters. And
right. Oh, you're saying she's on a booster seat?
And do the he's got to do the appearance at the car dealership down there in Chapel Bill.
My guess is, as many believe, that Giselle had a role in Tom's exodus from here.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is Jordan had a role in getting him back to college.
Right. Hmm. But you got to be careful, though. Lot of 24-year-old smokes.
A lot of temptation?
Lot of floating around on college campuses that have intellectual conversations. I mean, let's say Bill's in the cafeteria and
somebody needs help with their homework.
Well, just like he met Jordan on an airplane
and they start talking about
philosophy. And
she had no idea who he was.
You know, a lot of 24-year-olds on the college campus nowadays.
I think I've seen all of these in a meme already, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
By the way, Seth Wickersham, who is amazing. Like, everybody despises him in those buildings, yet they all give him information. He has this thing Wiggy shared with us, this like 5,000-word expose on Bill Belichick and his arrival, and that he and all these guys, Lombardi, McDaniels, would do these Zoom calls on Mondays as a way to sort of debrief.
Yeah.
And that it was eventually sort of brought to his attention that college may be the right way to go. And in the story, a confidant says, quote, "This is a big F-U to the NFL by Bill Belichick." And I would like to say that Greg has had a big F-U to MRAT because he is not dating her. Talk about having it backwards. Nobody wants to hire you, and now going to college is an F-U to them. That is a wild way to look at it.
I don't agree with you on that. I think nobody wanted to give him total control.
That's it.
So it's an F-U to people that didn't want to give him something?
No, I think it's just like, because the narrative nationally from NFL people, NFL talkers out there, is, oh, we needed Bill in the NFL. But
well, I think aren't you kind of bummed that he's not going to be back in the NFL?
Yeah,
I am.
It's
great for ESPN.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great for college football.
I'm a college football fan.
I've quickly come to the belief that winning in college would be much more impressive than winning in the NFL.
No, I'm a college football fan, so I don't mind it, but I'd love to see Bill in the NFL. I'd love to see him, what he'd be able to do.
Curtis Wiggy stands by that statement,
It's hands down.
Well, especially taking a program that's not a football program, and if you make them into a competitor and somehow win a national title, like, that's extremely impressive.
Yeah.
Right, if you have $30 million to spend on players in college, it's not what it once was. It's a totally different budget.
Still are competing with schools like Georgia
that
and
have
Texas
60 and, 70
and Notre
million
Dame
million.
And Ohio State and
right.
Michigan. Like,
I think it would be awesome. I can't wait to watch him. I am very frustrated that he's not in the NFL. That is where he belongs. It's what he should be pursuing, the pursuit of Shula, the pursuit of another Super Bowl. This is a totally different sport. It's just like leaving the game because you don't like it.
You should have listened to me when I told you that he wasn't coming back to the NFL.
No.
I knew it. I was the first one on it.
No.
I love the rewriting of that one.
The NFL passed him by.
You and
Courtney,
I quote,
on this program.
You and Courtney insisted that he was never going to coach again anywhere.
College was never an option, Greg. I was never presented with that option. I just said he was never going to coach in the NFL.
Shime.
Yes, Greg?
Can admit when you're wrong. I do it all the time.
I'm wrong all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that it had been obviously a dream of his to coach in college football. That's the only thing I missed. I didn't know that he had that percolating back when it came to his bucket list.
But
Curtis,
see, I think it's more about it. It's not that it was a dream of his. I just think he loves to coach. and he didn't want to deal. And it probably left a bad taste in his mouth on how things ended in New England.
Yeah,
and
if he just wanted to coach, then this isn't a problem.
Well, you saw that article that was trying to frame it that way from like 20 years ago, saying that all he ever wanted to do, in his retirement, he would go to some college program and still be coaching.
But it is kind of a retirement gig. It's like,
pretty cushy.
It's kind of like a good gig to have as an older guy.
Right, but it's... But
it's perfectly in between where he has houses from Nantucket and down to Florida. I mean, the location's great. Better weather than here.
But I think the expectations, from people that watch are going to be extremely high. So this whole, he's just going there and it's going to be easy breezy. No, if he doesn't perform well, he's going to get absolutely destroyed like Deion did.
Right. Maybe a little less pressure if he went back to the NFL.
I would say...
It's like going from being a top salesperson at a company to a Walmart greeter in your older age.
Right.
There's just a little less pressure. You show up for the 9 to 5, you punch the clock, have to worry about pressure to sell or dealing with people that they're under your management or anything like that.
He doesn't have to deal.
You can be your own man.
He doesn't have to deal with the owner, right? The president and the AD, they're probably whatever, Bill, do what you want.
They're excited. Yeah.
But if he went to Dallas, he got to deal with Jerry on his back.
Yep.
If he goes to Jacksonville, whether it is Shad Khan or his son, maybe they're meddling owners. Like you see how, look at the owner in Carolina, and I get it. I'm spending billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a couple plays I drew up here that maybe you might want to run on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a break. Bill Belichick heading to college football. You could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.